赖世雄教你轻松说英语。
各位听众朋友，大家好，我是赖世雄，今天给大家带来这个单元是第295个单元。
Hi, I'm Karen. Today we're on Unit 295, and I'm so sad it's time to go.
该是离开的时候 ,see the boy is saying goodbye to his parents, 对他的爸爸妈妈说再见。爸爸呢 looks a little bit too old, 年纪稍微一点太大了一点。Whereas mom, you know, is still very beautiful. But look at, you know, the father's head.
Aww.
我们可以看到爸爸的头，他的头是秃头的，这秃头的英文怎么说呢？
He's bald. Bald.它的拼法是 B-A-L-D, B-A-L-D, bald, 特别注意 L 的发音啊，舌尖要顶到那个齿龈，就是上排牙齿后面的齿龈 ,bald, bald.
好，我们看今天的对话怎么说的呢？
I'll write to you. I'll write to you. That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
I'll write to you. 好说。Don't worry, 爸妈呢不要担心 I'll write to you, 我会写信给你们的，你们一定呢记住儿子到国外会好好念书的时候 Don't worry about me, I'll write to you. 好，这个时候爸妈听着这句话，妈妈就说，爸爸说话了，啊，那蛮好的，怎么说？
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. 注意这个 that'd, 其实原来是两个字 that'd.Would 是 will 的过去式，当作一个假设语气。如果你那样做的话，就很不错。如果什么就怎么样，就是一种假设的状态。所以呢，我们就要说成，如果你那样的话，哦，我们就很高兴。That would be nice. That would be nice. 如果你那样做的话。However, that would 我们会说成一个字，念作 that'd, 发音比较难，要特别注意哦。That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. 所以特别这样念法。然后我们看，就有一点时间，再把今天的对话再念一下，好吗？
I'll write to you. I'll write to you. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. 不过我猜在这个时代用的可能是电子邮递。
这样比较呢省钱，对不对？
比较快。
也比较快，一两秒啪就过去了。
对。
好了，我们来看一下 write 那有些重要用法。write to somebody 就写信给某人，但如果是放地方副词，比如 write home, write there, write here 等等，就不需要加个 to 了。好，我们来看接下来的例子啊，他这么说：我每个月都会写一次信呢给好友。
I write to my best friend once a month. I write to my best friend once a month.
但我常听的口语里头，连那个 to 都省得掉。Don't forget to write me。
没错，也可以省掉。I write my best friend once a month 也通。
所以那个 to 可以省得掉的。但接下来是绝对不能加 to。比如说，我上礼拜写信给家里面回家喽，怎么说
？I wrote home last week. I wrote home last week. 注意 wrote 的发音 ，t 后面要停一下，不是 I wrote home。I wrote home last week.I wrote home last week.
Home 是一个副词，前面不能放介词，不要说 I'll go to home, 不要说 I'll go home, 是这样的概念，所以 I wrote home last week, 就这样讲的。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Remember to write your parents. Bye-bye.
Bye.